Friday night lights are on and Fremont County is getting set for the sports weekend. Before the games start, there's always a kickoff show. Covering all sports in Fremont County, getting to know the schools, teams, coaches, and student athletes. This is the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM. Now let's go to the studio. Here's your host, Wyatt Berichka.
Weather projections look nice here for some perfect baseball games as we get started here on the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM and 107.7 FM, streaming online at county10.com and keeping the community connected. Today's show, we'll talk with Challenger sports coach Jacob Edwards. We partnered up with Shireen from the County 10 Morning Show with Jared and Shireen on Jack FM 105.1. Want to make sure if you guys have not heard of that show, definitely go check them out. That's Jack FM 105.1. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors for making this show possible. And some housekeeping items real quick. The Riverton Raiders played their first game of the Powell Father's Day Tournament at 10 a.m. We had that coverage on County 10 YouTube. So if you missed the live action, just go to YouTube, search up County 10. We had all that action for you guys. The Riverton Raiders will also play tomorrow at 12:30 as we'll have that action for you guys. And then on Sunday, they'll play two games at 11:30 and 2 p.m. Again, all on County 10 YouTube. If you go to YouTube and search up County 10, we'll have all that coverage for you guys. And if you missed any action, we have that coverage for you guys after the event. So you guys can go back and watch the games there. The Lander Legends are making a trip to Cody for a doubleheader as no results have been reported at this current time. The Lander Legends got their first win of the season against Cody as they split with them the first time they met up in Lander. So they get to go travel to Cody and play a couple games there. The Lander Lobos will have the weekend off as the state tournament begins next week for them. We'll have more details of the state tournament coming up later on county10.com. We're going to go ahead and step aside here. We'll take our first break. When we come back, we get that interview with Jacob Edwards from Challenger Sports. This is the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE and streaming online at county10.com.
It is 105.1 Jack FM, Jared and Shireen, and Wyatt Berichka's kickoff show as well with KOVE and County 10. And we're pretty excited because we've had some high caliber soccer folks in Fremont County recently. They were a part of a camp last week in Lander. They've got a camp going right now in Riverton. We've had Grant Hall on the show already. We're talking about the Challenger Sports International Soccer Camp. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome another gentleman from across the pond, Jacob Edwards. Woo, Jacob.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you for that.
Yes. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
I'm from Liverpool in the northwest of England.
So okay, good. I had to be reminded that's in England, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I know it's in Europe. Obviously, I get backwards sometimes. But how have you been enjoying the States?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's only my second week being back out here. Obviously, Lander last week and then here in Riverton. So it's just so nice to be back here. I mean, it's a bit cold at the minute, which is quite rare, but no, it's great to be back.
So is it warmer back in England right now?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, so no, it's about the same?
Yeah, well, I think it's windy here as well. I mean, it's sunny, so it's a bit weird, but in the UK, it'll no doubt be grey and cold. So, I mean, I'm not missing anything in the UK when it comes to weather, but I was expecting a bit warmer climate.
Yeah, it's a little cold now, but it's going to get really warm. We're expecting a very warm weekend too. So hopefully for your last little stint here, you'll have some really nice weather. Let's backtrack just a little bit. How was Lander? Lander, by the way, for folks just tuning in, had the international soccer camp last week. How was it?
It was really good. Yeah, we had a great time. I think it was the four of us that are on the camp. It was our first week this summer, so we had only just flown in a couple of days prior to that, so I think with jet lag and just acclimatized and things like that, sometimes it can be quite difficult, but it was a really nice community. We had great host families that looked after us. The kids on camp were great attitudes, so it was a really nice place to be for the first week.
It's a beautiful area, isn't it?
It was. I mean, we were overlooking the mountains and like mountains with snow on still, but then it's like red hot on the field, so we were kind of unsure like how that works. Went up to Poposia Falls, mm-hmm. one day, and Sinks Canyon, I think it's called. So, you know, it was really nice for us to have, you know, a great camp, but then also when camp was finished, to be able to explore the area as well. So it was great.
Speaking of that, if you're listening right now and you're like, oh my gosh, my kid missed out on this international soccer camp in Lander or in Riverton going on currently right now, it happens pretty much around the same time. So if you're thinking about it, keep this in mind for next year. So it's going on in Riverton right now. It wraps up this weekend. It'll be no more, and then you guys are going to be off, I assume, going back home?
So I will, I think we're driving back to Denver on Saturday. That's kind of like where our base is for this region. But then right. we cover New Mexico, Utah, Wyoming, and Colorado. So I think some of us are in a place called Windsor, Colorado, which mm-hmm. is, I think, just north.
So you kind of get to stick around a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's in this part of the country, yeah, which is nice. This is my first time in this area, so I'm really lucky and really enjoying it. So, yeah, it's good.
Just talk about what you guys do for Challenger Sports.
So, I mean, obviously, it depends on the ages as well. So, like, we can coach kids. So, 8 o'clock in the morning this week, we have Tiny Tykes, which is kind of like between 3 and 5 years. And that's only a 45-minute session. So, the kind of goal with that is it's about fun games. So, obviously, we want them kicking the soccer ball, things like that, but we will play games where kids can relate to things, where it's like pirates and princesses, and it can just be like different games like Big Friendly Giant or whatever, Toy Story. So we try and incorporate something that kids understand and relate, and then we try and turn it into a soccer game. And, you know, so hopefully the kids grow up, and when they hear soccer, they think of fun and they enjoyed it. And then obviously, the older they get, they do more technical things. And then we have the half day, which is from 6, goes I think up to 14, I think off the top of my head. And then we have kids on overtime as well in the afternoon. So it's each day something different. So Monday would be dribbling, Tuesday would be passing, Wednesday would be shooting. And then we also do attacking, defending, and turning, shielding, things like that. And the coaches, basically, we will plan sessions for our relevant age groups, try and develop it. Something, you know, might be unopposed, so they understand the skill and the technique, and then we do it opposed, and we do a World Cup, so then they can apply what they've learned on the camp, the technical side of it, and try and, you know, put that into a scrimmage situation. So there's quite a lot in there, and it takes a lot of planning as well. Like, the camps are really fun, we enjoy them, but obviously we're coaches, so we want the kids to learn something and we want the kids to develop. So that's obviously the premise of it.
And it's a short amount of time, so you really need to have it well planned out, well thought of, because if you don't, then you're not maximizing that time, and it's really not good for the student or, you know, yourself as well as a coach. Wyatt is being very humble, but he coached soccer for his first year this year. I know he was a little nervous because you haven't coached soccer before too, but do you have any questions for Jacob as far as coaching goes?
I don't know. I only coached
He coached six. I put him on the spot a little bit. I
know
that when Wyatt was done coaching, he was just talking about how much he enjoyed coaching soccer. Yeah. It really, I think, it put a smile on your face every time we talked about it, so.
I mean, I had fun. I mean, especially winning. I mean, we shouldn't have been competitive, but me and Jared made it very, very competitive just between us two. I don't know why, but I mean, the kids enjoyed it. We were having fun.
With the competitive side, though, it's like, it's the same, like, as a coach, like, you, whatever age group, it's like you want the kids to enjoy and have fun, but then there's always that inside you where you are competitive, and it's like you sometimes have to try and remember what it is, you know, we want guys to have fun. And, you know, especially that age group, 6U, it's like getting them individually getting touches on the ball, and just, we call it ball mastery, just doing turns and things. And as long as a child's got the ball, because obviously if you just play a scrimmage for an hour, how many times does a child actually touch the soccer ball? Whereas with kids that age, we try and do as many sessions as we can where they have a ball each, so they're just getting, they're maximizing as many touches on the ball, learning different things. But yeah, I completely relate to the competitive side. Yeah, that's the same as me.
You were mentioning like making games with like pirates and stuff and that. That was something we had to learn as well, as like, how do we make the kids entertain and keep them going?
So yeah,
that is something I might take into next year if we decide to do it again.
Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm Shireen Herrera. Wyatt Bridgeka, Jacob Edwards is joining the show as well as we talk about the international soccer camp that's in town right now. We're so fortunate to have these high caliber soccer folks in town, and Grant Hall's been on the show before talking about what Challenger Sports does across the country, but really in particular this Rocky Mountain region and the Northwest too. And Jacob is a coach from Liverpool, and so they pretty much are born playing soccer. And for us, you know, in America, we have, you know, other sports too, but soccer really is the biggest sport in the world, and you have so many fans, Jacob. So coaching and being able to bring up these kids has to be really meaningful.
Yeah, definitely. I think every child in the UK wants to be a professional soccer player. That's what they want to do. And got to an age where I realized I wasn't going to be that, so I was like, I really want to be involved in soccer. I want to coach. So I started coaching at the age of 16, and so yeah, I've done coaching badges and, you know, qualifications and things like that. I've gone to university and just tried to get as much experience as possible. And I think being able to come out to the US was amazing. It's like, I think for your personality, you learn a lot because you're away from your family, you're in a completely new area, you're meeting new people. But I also, I think just meeting new kids and experiencing soccer in a different culture. You know, I think here it's, I think in the UK, every kid just plays soccer all day and night. Whereas here, kids, like, they'll play soccer, then they've got baseball that night, or they've got football, or they've got something else. So it's, there's certainly like a lot more popular sports in the US, whereas in the UK, it's like, I wouldn't say we're good at soccer, but we're not bad.
Yeah. You're good at soccer, don't worry.
In the World Cups, we don't really show it sometimes, but, you know, that is kind of the main sport, so.
Yep.
What's the community feedback when you go to these places and teach them soccer?
It's normally very, very positive. I think because when we come into a community, for me, I want to be part of that community. So we have a host family who will look after us for the week, and I would like to be part of that family. I don't want to go into a family and say, oh, I'm doing this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'd like to, you know, last night, for example, our host family, the three of the children had baseball. Can't remember the name of the field, but it was somewhere in town. So we were like, yeah, great. We want to go and watch that and experience it because that's new for us. That wouldn't happen in the UK. I mean, don't get me wrong, I didn't have a clue what was going on and I was kind of watching it. But it was nice just to be able to go and watch the host family children do their thing. I think that's the most important thing for us, that, okay, yeah, it's great that we get to come and do this, but we're part of the community, part of the family. We want to experience that. And I think, you know, we've got a few things planned this week with our host family and that. So it generally is positive, and that's because we want to make the effort as well.
You're building relationships for life, really. And I think that's what happens with these types of situations too. So the International Soccer Camp is being held in Ryan Park too. If you're over in that area, you can stop and watch and kind of, you know, don't crowd the children too much there and intimidate them. But it is cool to see just some, like I said, these high caliber soccer folks that are in town for the International Soccer Camp. Favorite soccer team, Jacob?
I don't think people will have heard of them. They're called Ipswich Town, but they're a very good, like, probably two of the greatest English managers have managed at that club. Sir Alf Ramsey, who won us the World Cup, and Sir Bobby Robson. So we're historically very good. But I suppose if I had to pick a team that people would know, it would be Manchester United.
Ooh, I was going to ask Ted Lasso. Yay! Do you like that show?
I've not watched it, but I've got friends who have watched it, and yeah, so they've spoken highly of it. I've seen the adverts for it. Mm-hmm. It does look quite funny, so I do need to get on that. But I think it was on a channel that I didn't have access to.
Right.
So
yeah, it was on Apple TV, I think.
Yeah, so I've not seen it yet.
Yeah, Grant and I were chatting about that too. Of course, anybody, it's obviously so cliche. I see anybody from England, I'm like, have you watched Ted Lasso yet? Can get more cliche than that. We appreciate you coming by, Jacob. Anything else you want to tell folks about Challenger Sport?
If you guys are interested, we do academy training as well. So sometimes the coaches will go to like a local team, if it's a YMCA team or a select team or a travel team, wherever that may be. So if any clubs are interested in that, and the coaches, I did it myself in California. I worked from, I think it was February through to November with one team. So just go on the Challenger Sports website and just, you know, you can put in your zip code to see what's around that area and what types of different camps and stuff like that. So there's loads of information on there.
Well, we've featured the stories at county10.com, but I'm Shereen Herrera, Wyatt Bridgka in the County 10 Kickoff Show, and Jacob Edwards, who's with Challenger Sports, who's coaching here in town for the International Soccer Camp. Jacob, we look forward to having you back next year.
Cheers. Thank you for having me.
Wrapping up the County 10 Kickoff Show, I just want to thank Jacob for taking some time earlier this week to come into the studio and be a part of the County 10 Kickoff Show. And on the County 10 Morning Show on Jack FM, again, I want to thank them for partnering up on this. Jared and Shereen, the County 10 Morning Show, is on Jack FM 105.1. If you have a child who's interested in soccer, and unfortunately their time has ended here, but if you wanted to get them signed up for Challenger Sports next year, just check out their website, challengersports.com, to see where their camps are coming, where are they hosting them, what the times and dates are for those. Riverton baseball coverage can be heard and watched on the County 10 YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, search up County 10. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the County 10 Kickoff Show. I'm Wyatt Barichka, and I want to thank Jared and Shereen again from the County 10 Morning Show. Have a great weekend, and stay tuned for sports updates coming up here on County10.com and KOVE.